From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump said the United States is willing to go either way in response to North Korea's development of nuclear-tipped missiles. The president spoke at the White House Tuesday after South Korea said Tuesday the North is willing to start talks with the United States about giving up its nuclear weapons. South Korea's top security advisor told reporters also on Tuesday that Pyongyang had signaled that there was no need to keep its nuclear program if military threats against the country are eliminated. The advisor added that North Korea was receptive to discussing denuclearization and normalizing relations with the U.S. Heavy fighting continued unabated in the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta one day before the U.N. Security Council meets to discuss the escalating violence. The continuing violence has undercut a U.N.-demanded nationwide ceasefire in Syria. That failure has prompted Britain and France now to request a closed-door meeting of the Security Council on Wednesday. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State is asking for a pause in fighting in northwest Syria, where the Turkish government and its allied Syrian militias are fighting Kurdish forces in the town of Afrin. The U.S. intelligence chief Dan Coats said Tuesday that the U.S. must do more to deter attacks from Russia in the upcoming midterm elections. He told a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on worldwide threats that the Trump administration's national security team was discussing a wide range of threats facing the United States, but he says no lead agency has emerged. This is VOA News. This week's cabinet reshuffle in Cameroon appears unlikely to herald change in the government's approach to the crisis in the Anglophone regions. The crisis began nearly a year and a half ago and has grown more violent. Stabilizing the Anglophone regions is seen as a priority ahead of nationwide elections later this year. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from Yaoundé.
There are two notable firsts in the new cabinet of President Paul Biya. Nalova Lyonga from Cameroon's English-speaking Southwest region becomes the Minister of Secondary Education. Paul Atanganji from the English-speaking Northwest region assumes the job of Minister of Territorial Administration. Neither of those posts has ever been held by a member of the country's Anglophone minority. The government remains under the charge of Prime Minister Philemon Yang, who also hails from the English-speaking Northwest. Some see the new appointments as an effort to curb tensions in the English-speaking regions. However, teachers involved in the 2016 strike that kicked off the crisis say they are unconvinced. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The Interior Department has opened the door for trophy hunters to again bring back elephant parts from Zimbabwe, even though President Trump has called elephant hunting a horror show. With no fanfare, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke issued a letter saying officials will review requests to import elephant parts on a case-by-case basis. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced a partial lifting of the ban in November, saying controlled hunting will help the endangered species survive. But Trump intervened, tweeting at the time that he cannot see how, quote, this horror show in any way helps the conservation of elephants or any other animal. And prosecutors have asked a federal judge to sentence the ex-pharmaceutical executive Martin Shkreli to a stiff 15 years in prison for investment fraud. Shkreli was found guilty in August of defrauding investors by lying about the performance of two hedge funds he ran. Hedge funds are complicated, high-risk funds that can result in huge financial returns or huge losses. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.